Cool cock, Ahmed.
Yeah.
Cool. That was a classic stand-up bit from my 2014 era.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
I used to be a pretty good comedian back in the day.
I'm
a lot of people don't know that
stand-up.
A lot of people don't know that about me, but I used to be good at stand-up comedy. I got back into it, and I've just been doing racist Asian voices. This show's destroyed my ability to be funny. I've just been doing racist Asian voices on stage and locking eyes with the only Asian person in the audience doing the voice. I get this killer new bit about how fortune cookies don't come real unless you say the fortune in a racist Asian voice.
That's good.
Nobody laughs at it.
I like that you wrote a second bit where you need a racist Asian voice. Because the president bit's good, but let's fucking bookend our sets with a dang tao.
Yeah.
Although you do a very good one, I gotta say. Yeah. It sounds like a Chinese person.
I have too many diaper. Why I have so many diaper to wear? I don't have time to wear all these diaper.
I mean, Russell Peters does that, and he's huge in China and like Hong Kong. He'll sell out stadiums in Hong Kong because they're like, that is so... That
Everybody
is.
Have an auntie who talk like this. Everybody have a Chinese auntie.
I've really been trying to not make fun of Chinese people on stage. And like the last three shows I did, there's just Chinese people there. And I can't help myself. They just say something or they look at me in a certain way.
Uh-huh. They're there. Yeah.
And that's the best part of my set.
100%.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huge uproarious laughter whenever you fucking hold your eyes back real little.
Yeah.
Nick took out some tape and taped his eyes back last night.
You did it on stage?
He had a gong.
Oh, I thought you were just doing it.
No, I'm trying all new sorts of things. I'm really trying to redefine what stand-up can be.
A kimono and one of those fucking conical rice patty hats.
I filled the entire club with incense. It smelled like jasmine eucalyptus 30 minutes before my set. Everyone's like, what is this? And then I come out and then, like quickly fanning myself.
Bang, bang, bang. Nobody fuck me. Why nobody fuck me?
And I did my whole, why nobody
why nobody fuck me? The Chinese incel.
Just me dressed as a geisha.
Why nobody fuck me?
Like 8 minute set.
Just fucking handing out egg rolls to the crowd.
Yeah. So I'm getting the New York Times home delivery, so I'm just thumbing through the headlines here.
Yeah, Nick's a newspaper reading
guy
now. In
the arts, page 4, we got a headline, An Era When No Chinese Need Apply.
In the art section?
In the art section.
In the utopia
section? Well, racism against the Chinese is an art in and of itself. My argument for that is that I do it for a living.
Yes, every set. You sneak one voice in at least.
I wish I didn't have to, but now, last night, again. Best
did
part
you do
of
it last
my
night?
I did.
Did
I
you
did that
do
joke
it?
About Billy Joel, and then I had to fucking do a Chinese
right.
voice.
Well, you
could have
not
it.
Done it.
I could have not done it, but the joke wasn't funny until I did it.
No, it was funny. Billy now you're Joel. Just in your head, dude.
Maybe I am.
You're just in your head about
I'm never
it,
not so. Going to be in my head.